We're back here on Giants.com, and today's Giants Insider is a new aerodynamic version of Giants defensive tackle Marvin Austin. Let's get to the important stuff first. Mm-hmm. What happened?
Just a different leaf, turning a different leaf in life. I just think I have great opportunity. I wanted to represent the organization as best I could, so now I can be groomed a lot better. And, you know, it was just a different point in my life. I had dreads for 13 years almost. You know, I've never played football without hair, so I just wanted to do something different and, you know, translate that to the field.
What was the reaction from your teammates and the coaches?
They liked it. They said it really fits me. It's crazy because yesterday we were practicing and OC came up to me and was like, dude, why did you ever have dread? Like, he said your hair, short hair fits you so much better. And, you know, even some of the coaches, they didn't recognize me when I came in. Coach Coughlin came up and said, you know, you look really, really nice.
Oh, Coach must have been thrilled.
Yeah, he was. You know, Coach military style. So, you know, it's just been a good look for me. And I think my mother, she was almost crying when she saw me because, you know, she was trying to get me to cut it for a while. But it was the best thing for me.
Well, and you've been looking good on the field as well, playing. Do you feel healthy? How is practice? How is training camp going so far?
I feel really healthy. I worked hard during the offseason to get my body in the best shape to come to training camp. It's been going well. You know, I've been learning, being a sponge. We got a lot of veterans at the D-tackle position, and it's no reason, you know, why I shouldn't be ready because I got some, you know, some real good football players to watch and, you know, just taking everything from Coach Nunn and taking his coaching and you know, being a student of the game, you know.
Where do you see yourself improving? Where do you see yourself learning and getting better day in, day out?
The small things, playing small ball, as Coach Nunn says, is going out there, not trying to make, you know, be a playmaker so much, just go out there and do the fundamental things right because naturally that's what I do. I'm a playmaker. So if I do the small things right now, when it comes to the game time, I'll be right there ready with fundamentals and playmaker ability, and that's what Tuck and OC and, you know, guys like Jason have done. You know, they've been able to play with technique and also go out there and be playmakers.
Now, training camp practice was great, but it really doesn't start camp until you put full pads on, you start knocking people around. That happens today.
Amen.
How excited as a defense lineman are you can finally hit somebody here and you're fully protected?
Oh, I'm extremely excited to, you know, go out there. I know they're going to have a lot of double teams for me, and I'm ready to go and you know, show them that I'm the anchor man. I will not be moved.
What is it like going up against, like, Chris Knee and David Boss and those guys? What kind of challenge is that for a young guy like you?
I mean, those guys are crafty vets. You know, those guys have been in the league for, you know, 7-8 years, and they've seen all different types of D-tackles. They've seen every move in the book. So myself as a young guy, you know, just picking their brains also is what's the hardest thing for them to block and try to become that, you know. And, I mean, Snee's one of the best in the league, you know, from a double team getting up to the linebacker, just the little things that most people won't talk about or think about, the unglamorous things. Those guys are really, really good players.
Finally, you must see this as a great opportunity. You know, Chris Canty, unfortunately, is still coming back from that knee injury, not on the field yet. You have two veterans to learn from in Rocky Bernard and Sean Rogers. Mm-hmm. There's a great spot here that if you play well, you can earn some playing time in the regular season, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's pretty much my whole take on everything is just being prepared for opportunity, you know. And that's what I think luck is just being prepared. When you get the opportunity to go out there and perform, and when they call 96 to get on the field, I'm going to go out there, be prepared, and perform. Because opportunity is everything. And, you know, Giants gave me an opportunity to come be a part of this great organization. So my opportunity to go out there and show them how grateful I am comes. I'm going to go out there and take advantage of my opportunity.
Marvin, appreciate it. Best of luck. Thanks a lot.
Always my pleasure.
Giants defensive tackle Marvin Austin right here on Giants.com. For your Giants Insider, we'll see you next time on Giants.com.